WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Hurricane season is well underway as the fifth storm of the 2011 season has just been named. Along the coast, storm surge is often the greatest threat to life and property from a hurricane. Historically, large death tolls have resulted from the rise of the ocean associated with major hurricanes that have made landfall. Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and Hurricane Camille in 1969 are examples of the damage and devastation that can be caused by storm surge. Storm surge is an abnormal rise of water generated by a storm over and above the predicted astronomical tides. Now, storm surge should not be confused with storm tide, which is defined as the water level rise due to the combination of storm surge and astronomical tide. This rise in water level can cause extreme flooding in coastal areas, particularly when storm surge coincides with normal high tide, resulting in storm tides reaching more than 20 feet in some cases. Storm surge is produced by water being pushed toward the shore by the force of the wind moving cyclonically around the storm. The impact on surge of the low pressure associated with intense storms is minimal in relation to the water being forced toward the shore by the wind. Storm surge is a very complex phenomenon because it is sensitive to the slightest changes in numerous elements, such as storm intensity, forward speed of the storm, size with respect to the radius of maximum winds, angle of approach to the coast, the central pressure of the storm, and the shape and characteristics of coastal features such as bays and estuaries. Other factors which can impact storm surge are the width and slope of the continental shelf. A shallow slope will potentially produce a greater storm surge than a steep shelf. A Category 4 storm hitting the Louisiana coastline with a very wide and shallow continental shelf may produce a 20-foot storm surge, while the same hurricane in a place like Miami Beach, Florida, where the continental shelf drops off quickly, might see only an 8 or 9-foot surge. Adding to the destructive power of the surge, battering waves may increase damage to buildings directly along the coast. Water weighs approximately 1,700 pounds per cubic yard, so extended pounding by frequent waves can demolish any structure not specifically designed to withstand such forces. The two elements work together to increase the impact on land because the surge makes it possible for waves to extend inland. In confined harbors, the combination of storm tides, waves, and currents can also severely damage marinas and boats. In estuaries and bayous, saltwater intrusion endangers the public health, kills vegetation, and can send animals, such as snakes and alligators, fleeing from those flooded areas. If you have a weather question, you can drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.